I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Ukraine is a powder keg ready to explode. Russia is keeping a tight grip on Crimea, and protests are spreading. But there's good news. Ukraine's crisis is driving people to Christ. Slavik Radchuk is a Ukrainian missionary supported by Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions.
During this difficult time, my radio program going on, don't stop. And people very, very hungry, especially now. People still coming to Christ like never before.
Christian Aid Mission supports six ministries in Ukraine, and their leaders are telling Radchuk that people are desperate for hope. Will you stand with them in prayer? We turn now to India, where there's a revival on, but it's not what you might think. In advance of the world's biggest election next month, there's a corresponding rise of Hindu nationalism, and with it, a spike in persecution. Todd Nettleton, a spokesperson for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, says the potential exists for great change, and you can be a part of it.
Pray for the election process. We can pray for it to go forward peacefully. We can pray for leaders to be put in place that will honor God. I think, secondly, we need to pray for our Christian brothers and sisters, and they know that there is persecution, so we need to pray that they'll remain faithful, that they'll remain encouraged.
And in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, people are coming to Christ in droves. The Jesus Film Project and their partners recently showed the story of Jesus for children and Magdalena in three villages on three consecutive nights. After watching the films, more than 400 people began a relationship with Christ. The Jesus Film Project's executive director shares the details at our website. Pray for local churches as they follow up with the new believers. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.